Welcome to a top five edition of the Daytime Confidential podcast brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're counting down our top five heroes. This topic was suggested to us by a listener by the name of East West. We hope you enjoy, so stay tuned. I mentioned it in the intro, East West suggested the topic of top five heroes and heroines, so we're going to be doing them. Okay, I just realized that doesn't necessarily sound the best. We're going to be counting down their top five hero and hero episodes.
Hero. That works for me.
And who knows, maybe if they're popular, we'll do anti-heroes. I'm sure that I'll fit in Jerry Jack somewhere on my top five hero list just for Belinda. Yeah. She wouldn't be very happy. Joining me today, I have Jamie. Welcome.
Hey.
Nikki, welcome.
Hello.
And Mel, welcome.
Hey.
Mel, let's have you go first. Who do you have at number five?
At number five, I have Paul Williams from The Young and the Restless. Because he just saves everyone, I feel like. Every time something big goes down, someone's kidnapped, who's gonna save them? It's Paul. He saved Victoria. He saved Christine. He saved Lauren. He's just a saver. That's what he does.
Now,
so
yet for a knight in shining armor, he gets little play. Poor guy.
I know.
Poor guy. Maybe it's that Kevlar armor.
Well, he gave Nikki gonorrhea or something back in the day, so that's why everybody.
So the Kevlar failed it.
Everybody knows that he's a dirty bird.
Okay. One question though. Do you think mm-hmm. that JT is a knight in training or a saver in training?
I think he was at one point before they paired him up with Victoria and took away everything about him, but yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Not to be confused with G-Men.
Uh-huh.
Jamie, who do you have at number five?
My number five even had a theme song about his heroism, and that's Bo Brady. Bo was the ultimate 80s superhero, in my opinion. He rescued Hope from Larry Welch. He rescued all of England from the deranged serial killer, the Dragon, and the Queen of England gave him and Hope a wedding as a reward. You know, how do you get more heroic than that? I mean, you know, he couldn't rescue Hope the time it really counted when she was trapped over a pit of boiling acid during the cruise of Deception, but hey, everybody has a bad day. I mean, you know, even Superman, you know, has kryptonite. But he rescued Carly Manning a couple of times when they were dating. I mean, basically, if you were dating Bo, you got rescued. He rescued Billy Reed from her murder rap when Stefano had killed her father and framed her. He rescued Billy when she was kidnapped by, you know, drug lords and injected with heroin. Bo's a pretty good hero. I mean, and Hope, you used to could set your clock to it back when James E. Reilly was writing it. Every Christmas, Hope got kidnapped, and every summer, Marlena got kidnapped. So Christmas was Bo's time to find Fancy Face and bring her home in time to hang her ornament on the Horton tree. So that was like, you know, it was so cheesy, and it was so expected, you know, and poor Grandma Horton sitting there every Christmas, oh, Tom, please bring our Hope home. And every year, you know, she got there in time. You know, she might have amnesia, she might have a chip in her brain, but Bo got her there, and, you know, for that, he's my number five.
Good pick, Jamie. Who do you have at number five, Nikki?
Well, you know me. Always got to represent Passions on here. So my number five is Luis Lopez Fitzgerald on Passions. Okay, first of all, he's the cop. Then he's got this whole hero complex going on. He saved Sheridan more times than you can count, and he was always severely protective of his family and always doing stuff to, you know, save his family. And then Fancy comes around and he's saving her all the time. The boy just never gets any rest because he's always saving everybody. So,
well, to his credit, he might
get more. He's definitely my number five.
To his credit, though, he might get more rest had he actually had some brains to figure out stuff once in a while.
Well, yeah, but every man on that show is written dense. I don't think there was a guy on that show that was written smart. So.
True. And to be fair, daytime cops aren't usually the smartest bulbs on the Christmas tree. the Horton Christmas tree, that is. But I have a cop.
You mean the brightest lights on the Christmas tree? I'm sorry.
What did I say?
Or the brightest bulb instead of smartest?
No.
Bulbs bright?
No, I think I'll go with smartest bulbs. Makes sense to me.
I know. That's the scary thing.
Well, coming in at number five for me is a cop from daytime, Beau Buchanan. To me, he is a personification of steady heroism. He basically keeps everything. He not only does he rescue people, but he's also the person to help. What's the word I'm looking for? Calm anguish. The anguished minds of many who come in and out of his office on a daily basis. And he actually is one of daytime's better cops. He actually does solve crimes, unlike his counterparts over in Port Charles and in Pine Valley and various other places within daytime. Beau Buchanan actually does solve crimes and is pretty good, darn good at it. So I have him at number five. Mel, who do you have at number four?
At number four, I have Buzz Cooper from Guiding Light. And not because of the fact, you know, that he saves things. I think it's more because everybody in the town just comes to him for, like, advice and everything. And that's, you know, something, like, a hero quality of him. And it kind of just makes you look up to Buzz and everything. He's, like, very logical and everything. So that's why I have Buzz at number four.
I would have never thought of him as a hero, but I haven't watched the show as long as you have. So my perspective on things is vastly different than yours.
Well, he has, you know, he has that dark past and everything, but he's really just turned around. And, like, I just see him as a hero. I don't know.
Jamie, who do you have at number two?
Huh? Number two?
Or number, sorry, number four. Who do you have at number four?
My number four is Jason Morgan from General Hospital. I'll never forget one of the first times I logged into SoapNet's message board and referred to him as the show's hero. I got destroyed by this woman who was like, how dare you call a mobster a hero? Firemen are heroes. Dog catchers are heroes. And it's like, well, on this show, the mobster is the hero. He saves the day every time, you know, usually during sweeps week. But, you know, Jason is the man. I mean, and one of the hottest scenes in daytime to me was the day he stormed into that church with those two guns blazing, shooting them at Faith. I mean, maybe it was sacrilegious, maybe it was wrong, but I thought it was hot and it was awesome. And there's Sonny hiding up under one of the pews, and Jason is standing straight up, shooting his lead. So that's my boy, Jason Morgan. Represent GH!
Shooting his lead.
Sorry, I'm glad I'm not the only one that just went there.
Only so few vowels could have changed that word. Okay. Nikki, who do you have at number four?
For number four, I'm actually going to go pull a Jamie and go back to a soap that's no longer with us. And I'm going to say Ben Evans from Sunset Beach. Because he was constantly bailing Annie out of every which way trouble she caused, even if it was making his life hell. And then he, you know, went to rescue Meg when she went into that cave and it got blown up and they got trapped there together. And he, when his twin, his evil twin, came to town and had Meg up at the cabin, he showed up and, you know, saved her. And so he just did a lot of heroic things on that show. So he's my number four.
I couldn't stand Ben.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. Coming in at number four for me, I have my legal eagle hero, and that would be Michael Baldwin on The Young and the Restless. This is one man who can take and get you off on any crime and can save your ass from electric chairs, lethal injections, his mother from basically pretty much everything, and if you ever need a good lawyer to save the day, Michael Baldwin is the man. He is the male counterpart to my female heroine who I have, who's also a legal eagle. So, he is my legal hero.
You know why he's so good at getting people off on crimes? Because he's a criminal. He locked, he drilled
Okay.
a hole in Cricket's wall
Excuse
and
me. You just chose a man who shoots his lead all over town to any woman, man,
Without
Oh,
a Kevlar condom,
yes,
really.
he
Without a
does. He
Kevlar
shoots
condom.
at people who deserve it and who want it bad.
Uh-huh.
But Michael Baldwin tries to rape women and drills holes in their dressing room
Michael
so he
is
can
no
make
more a
cheap
villain
ass.
than Jason is.
I think if you asked Cricket, she'd disagree.
Well,
But didn't they have a relationship,
if
Jamie?
you ask the people
That's because
who
she's an idiot. She also had a relationship with her rapist. She's a blithering idiot. Yes, he did. She
If
dated
you
him
would ask
after
the
he still
people
had a
that
relationship.
Jason has killed, well, of course you can't, but prior to the
They're
death,
bad men, Luke. They were all bad men who deserved to
it doesn't
die.
make him a hero.
Yes,
Oh,
it
Lord, here we
does.
go.
Melody, who do you have at
Written
number
world
three?
of scum.
Number three, I have Jack Steiner from As the World Turns. He's another one of those. Oh, somebody's kidnapped. Somebody's in trouble. Someone's held hostage. Oh, I'm going to go rescue them.
Paul is
He's kind
beggar
of.
on our screens? No.
But
Darn it, he can't save us from that
I wish he could.
And
But,
when in
yeah.
question, his sons, what is it? I was going to say, tele. No, that's not it. What is it? All of a sudden, I can't think of the word. Damn it.
Sounds like. Let's play charades!
Well, I was going to say telepathy, but that's not the word.
Telepathy.
Telepathy. What is the what?
But he's not telepathic, he's psychic.
There we go. That's the word I was looking for.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. Because I can't do this on my own.
You just have to wonder what will happen when Parker follows in his father's footsteps and becomes a psychic
Luke, when
cop.
you get Alzheimer's disease, you're going to say everything correctly. It's going to You're going to make perfect sense.
He's going to have a really eloquent podcast and say, "Yes, I was just diagnosed with dementia."
Hey, I have made no secret of the fact that I suffer from verbal dyslexia. Forgive me if I have a diagnosed condition. Jamie, who do you have at number three?
Number three for me is a tie. Jesse from All My Children. I'm not, his heroic history is all out there. You can get it on Wikipedia, Soap Central, but I'm basing this solely on what I've seen, during his latest stint on the show. This man jumped from a roof, caught on to a helicopter to save the woman he loved. He also left his wife and family for 20 years to protect them, and I just think he is an awesome hero and one of the best, and he actually does help solve crimes in Pine Valley. And he is tied with Cruz Castillo from Santa Barbara, who was a cop back when cops were smart and could solve cases and weren't written as idiots. Cruz was the man. Cruz Castillo was the man. He saved Eden from Kirk Cranston. He saved her. He saved the day so many times. And I loved, Eden, of course, Eden and Cruz were the super couple, but Cruz as the cop and Julia Wainwright, who was played by Nancy Lee Grahn as the, district attorney, were an unstoppable team. And, it's just awesome to remember that because now maybe it's a correlation of the fact that my number four hero is the hero, Jason Morgan, but now we have the cops and the lawyers as blithering idiots all across daytime. And I really think that the soaps could really appease a lot of the fans if they simply made the cops half as smart as all the villains. So Cruz and Jesse, two smart cops, are my number three.
Nikki, who do you have at number three?
Okay, well, my number three, and I am saying this even though I'm not really a fan of the character, but my number three is John Black from Days of Our Lives, because, well, like back before the John we have now, because he was constantly saving people. I think that he got a rush off it or something. He was always finding somebody to save, and I don't really know storyline specifics. I'm sure Jamie can help me out on that one, but he was always putting himself in danger to get other people out of it. So that would be my number three.
Coming in at number three for me is good old Robert Scorpio from General Hospital and General Hospital Night Shift. Now, granted, he suffered from a few medical maladies as of late, but back in the day before I started watching, reportedly he was quite the hero. And when I was watching, he came back and did some stuff that maybe not at the time was considered heroic. But when I think of upstanding FBI, International Men of Mystery, Robert Scorpio,
WSB.
whatever the hell it was. I didn't say he was FBI. I'm just saying those type of characters. CIA, FBI, usually on soaps they're portrayed as bumbling idiots. And Robert Scorpio wasn't one, even though he did have great comedic dialogue in his scenes with Luke. Melody, who do you have at number two?
My number two is actually a number four, Luke. It's Michael Baldwin on The
Nice.
Restless. I don't think I've ever seen that man lose a case, ever. And he's so at home in the courtroom, and you see that, and it's wonderful, and he just saves everyone, and even his little sniveling mother, but that's okay. That's okay. So Michael Baldwin's my legal hero.
Love can't save the world, but Michael Baldwin sure can.
Yes.
There you go. Jamie, who's saving the world at number two?
My number two comes in. They're both anti-heroes, but they have saved people that I love dearly. So I have another tie. It's Luke Spencer from General Hospital and Jake McKinnon from Another World. Luke, I couldn't make a list of top five heroes in daytime without putting Luke Spencer on it. Before my time watching the show, the man saved the world. It doesn't get much bigger than that. I mean, he stopped the evil Cassadines from freezing the world. And I mean,
Shame on him.
no, he couldn't, he couldn't stop Stavros from stealing his wife and knocking her up, but he did save the world, so hey. And since I've been watching, I mean, I remember when Luke and Laura came back for their second time around, and it was just like adventure from day one. They took on Damian Smith and the mob. They took on so many characters that, Faison. I mean, Luke saves the day all the time. I mean, Luke is the man, Luke Spencer. He and oh, the most heroic I've ever seen him was when he discovered that Carly was really Bobby's long lost daughter, and he basically told her, "Bitch, I will kill you if you mess with my sister." And he meant it. Luke, is one of those characters that now we just see him as bumbling now, and that's so sad because Luke was lethal and bumbling. I mean, he was funny, but he was lethal when I started watching, and he would kill you about his family. And that dynamic was so, it was almost improper, the chemistry he had with Sarah Brown when they had that initial rivalry as uncle and niece. And I really wish that they would play Luke with Carly more. But yeah, Luke, he's always saving the day, and his original son Lucky was following in his footsteps. And but this one is a bumbling dumb cop. So,
But
and
he's
my
hot.
tie is Jake McKinnon, because Jake, like Luke, started off as a really bad seed. Jake raped Marley, but he really atoned for that and never, held her with amnesia and tried to romance her. But Jake was the best friend Vicki Hudson ever had after ruining her marriage and causing her all kind of problems. They morphed into these awesome best friends, and as much as I grew to love them as a couple, I really kind of hated it because they were so good as best friends, and I thought it was so romantic without being romantic that when Vicky was being held captive by the evil Justine Kirkland, everybody else thought she had left town, even Ryan. Ryan did, his mom had made it look like that Vicky had just dumped him and left town, but Jake knew he had it and he felt it. And that, they don't play those connections anymore on soaps. I mean, his gut told him that Vicky was in danger, and he led Ryan to that wall where Justine had walled Rachel and Vicky up, and they were suffocating, and he saved her at the last minute. I mean, and to me, that's kind of when I started thinking of them in a romantic way, because if your best friend is the one that finds you when you're the man you're supposed to be in love with thinks you're gone, that's kind of one of those destiny moments, I would say. Although Ryan and Vicky are still, I love them much more as a couple than Jake and Vicky. But Jake McKinnon is my number two. And he also rescued Vicky again when that evil Marley, played by Ellen Wheeler, came back and kidnapped her and put her in a room. They're doing that on One Life to Live. So, anyway.
I'm going to pause this for a moment and call Jamie out on something.
Uh-oh.
Because when Luke brought up Michael Baldwin, you were like, oh my gosh, the man's a rapist. How could he be on your list?
Apparently it's okay to criticize a rapist, but then...
Well, he just said Jake raped somebody too.
And so did Luke.
Jake raped...
So did Luke.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, call me out. I'll explain it too. Michael Baldwin...
explaining. Rape is rape.
Yeah. I can explain if you'll let me. You explain greedily into everything, so I can explain why they're on my list. They are true soap heroes. I will give you, I mean, it's your list. Michael Baldwin saved Lauren from Sheila, Phyllis, Lynn Marie Latham. But I think in that, to me, historically, when I think of Michael Baldwin, I mean, it doesn't get Luke and there is no quantifying rape. I want to just clarify that. But these are both men who raped women they were in love with that were their ex-wives. And, or, you know, Luke wasn't married to Laura yet. But it was and no, there's no qualifying rape. But Michael Baldwin drilled a hole in a wall to peep at Cricket for months. It wasn't like a heat of the moment.
Well, what's a,
moment?
What's wrong with a little voyeurism?
I'm just saying. That
he, and then here's the thing. Yes, he saved, helped save Cricket from Isabella, who he hired to break up Paul and Cricket. So Michael invents his opportunities to be a hero. Now, yes, in the post Lynn Marie Latham, he became a sanctimonious bore, always defending his unspeakable mother and her horrible acts. But if that's what you consider heroism, then fine.
He has
I
saved
just
Victor.
Thought I'd bring it up.
Anyways.
Yes, and Victor is the biggest hypocrite in the world for his whole love for Michael Baldwin, who helped Brad and Jack take control of Newman Enterprises and gave Jack back Jabot. And now he thinks of this man like a son. That's called lazy writing and forgetting the fact that Michael Baldwin was one of the people who helped take Jabot away from Newman Enterprises.
Or that...
Yet Victor dogs Nikki for siding with David when David tried to betray her. But
or that's
Michael
what
Baldwin
happens when you become a hero and are given the keys to the city. Nikki,
yeah.
Who do you have at number two?
You wanted me defended? I did.
Are we on three or two?
Two.
Two.
Two? Ah. I'm going to unfortunately go with Jason Morgan. Just because... granted, yes, he's the mobster, he's the hitman, he's killed people, but, you know, he also has a little savior complex, and he's always saving the damsels in distress, and he's always bailing Sonny out of whatever crap he gets himself into, and, you know, he's always there for Carly no matter what she's going through, and I do agree with Jamie, that scene where he went busting into the church and was just, like, fearless and shooting the crap out of everything was hot. So, short and sweet.
If anything,
but if he took his shirt off more, he'd be my hero more.
If this podcast has proven anything, it is that the indoctrination of the mob by General Hospital has worked.
Yes, it's brainwashing. I take my mob tablet every night.
I'm sure you do. I would not be one bit surprised if you did.
Get off the tablet. The patch works better.
Maybe if they add a couple of drunk 60-year-old women... It would be more appealing to you.
No,
Luke.
Anybody who's drunk is good. Anybody.
Well, Carly and Olivia were down in some drinks the other day.
Yeah, but they're not drunks. Coming in at number two for me, I have Jack Snyder on As the World Turns. Robo G.I. Joe himself. I think he was mentioned earlier. Who had him? Was it Melody?
Me.
Yes.
Me.
G. Jack is if he wasn't a cop, he'd be G.I. Joe. He's that all-American hero that every town needs and not enough have. So he's my number two pick.
Sarah Palin.
No, she's
Oh,
G.I.
God.
Jane.
Dude,
She's
no.
G.I.
No, she's
Jane.
GI psychotic.
Okay. Melody, who do you have at number one?
Okay, my number one, don't freak out, is Victor Newman. Because man never loses. That's number one. But anytime Nikki's in trouble, it's Victor to the rescue.
A
Anytime Sharon's in
designated
trouble,
reminder.
exactly. Anytime Sharon's in trouble, Victor to the rescue. And you best believe that he's gonna win because he's Victor Newman. So that's why he's my number one.
So, as long as you're a winner, you're a hero.
If you're Victor Newman.
Okay. Jamie, who do you have at number one?
Duck. John Black. Are you kidding me? This man has saved Marlena every sweeps period for 20 years. I mean, he Stefano put her in a cage. John found her. He is the ultimate hero. They put her in a wall, a secret room. He found her. He is the freaking pawn. This is John freaking Black. Jason Bourne brought to life for daytime TV. He was awesome when he was written well. Oh my God. He saved the woman from the devil. That trumps Luke Spencer saving the world. He beat the devil himself or herself in this instance. And, the man just could do no wrong. I mean, he was that hero. I have to even put him, of course I did, above Bo, And I know everybody's liking this. I don't. I miss the John Black that was the billionaire everyman that still saved the day. He could find that remix of Ignition and put it in his head tomorrow and get his memories back, for all I'm concerned, because they're just not John and Marlena without him being superhero John. And the reason I think people reacted so positively to this new John is because they just weren't fucking writing for him before. If they would have written him as he's supposed to be, there wouldn't have been any need for this, I mean, they could have just made the real John edgy, and it's like a lazy cop out, and I want the old John Black back, pawing on his Marlena. And now you're talking about somebody who molests a woman and she wants it. That Joe's John and Marlena love scenes were hilarious. I mean, it was almost violent the way he throws her across that bed, paws her with that big hairy arm, and she's just doing those Deirdre Hall classic, ooh, and all that mewing and going on that she does. It's just hilarious. But yeah,
Imitations
John
by
Black.
Jamie.
That is one of the funniest things on soaps is the characters that, they have their little Brenda, Vanessa Marcel with her giggle. I mean, there's just these characters that have these little things that they do that Nikki's voice. I mean,
Yeah,
that's
Nikki.
just funny. I mean, and Marlena, when she's either having sex or Sammy has shocked her, makes these, oh, Sammy. And it's the same noises she makes, obviously, when she's getting it given to her pretty good, because that's what she sounds like when she and John are having sex. So you gotta
So,
laugh. If you don't laugh, you're gonna cry. So that's what
okay,
I say.
Nikki, who do you have at number one?
My number one is actually a tie. And the first one I will start with is Jack Snyder. I won't go too much into that because you guys have, but I mean, he's G-Man. He's always doing the right thing and saving everybody and coming to the rescue and got the cop thing going on. So obviously, he's got the hero thing going on. My second, I already told you guys, no feedback on this, but Dusty Donovan from As the World Turns. Because nobody has a knight in shining armor complex like he does. And I don't even think he does it intentionally. He saved Lucy time and time again at the beginning of the relationship, when her father was setting her up to get kidnapped, and he kind of found out what was going on with that and saved her from the kidnappers and kept her safe. And Then he found her when she got in that plane crash with that stupid Raffi guy and walked through Blizzard to find her to save her then. And then he was constantly saving Jen, helping her find her son and, helping her protect her son from Craig. And then now he's doing the same hero complex with Meg, trying to, not generally save her life, but, help her and Paul out financially to, just to keep her less stressed and all that type of thing. So I
Oh.
think that he's got a serious savior complex going on, but he's also saved a lot of people. So he's my other number one.
You
That,
convinced
and
me,
he looks
Nikki, to
good
the
with his shirt
last. You were
off.
convincing me until you mentioned Meg, and now I think he's the worst villain in daytime because he'll be my number one if he pushes that Meg in Snyder Pond
Oh,
without a life
he
kit.
will win a Millennium Award if he gets rid of Meg, even if he kills her.
He doesn't understand. That's the only way he could be a hero on that show is to drown Meg and Paul. And that's the only way.
I would
Or
not disagree with you on that. I'm
to
just saying.
lock Luke and Noah in a room with some lube and some condoms.
Okay.
Wow.
Coming in at number one for me as my number.
Wheeler.
No, but it is a writer. It's someone who I had, before his arrival on Days of Our Lives, I had heralded him as my soap writing superhero. Days of Our Lives didn't give him the chance. He ended up leaving, and now he's at Young and the Restless doing amazing, amazing things. Hogan Schaefer, my soap writing superhero. What he did for As the World Turns was nothing short of amazing. What he could have done for Days of Our Lives had he not had his hands tied behind his back and basically bound and gagged by whoever it is that's in charge at Days of Our Lives could have been really good.
Allison, sweetie.
Or any of a number of other people.
I'll get you, Moby Cannon.
But what he has done at Young and the Restless, now I'm not saying that he's in the process of doing a Ron Carlovati type 1 year amazing type thing, but the changes that have taken place so quickly since he's joined the team and the marked drastic improvement that that show has had, I used to refer to Young and the Restless as the fine wine of soaps. And up until his return or his arrival, I should say, it had basically been watered down
A bottle of Ripple.
To a light beer, and now it's starting to get its wine. I mean, it's starting to become the fine wine of soaps again, and I can't believe how much I'm enjoying it. Absolutely, a credit goes to him. I don't know how much Mrs. Bell plays into his writing, but if they're a team and they're co-head writers, whatever it is that they're doing, love it. Hogan Schaefer, my soap writing superhero. Glad he's back.
I do have to agree with you on stuff he did on As the World Turns. That was some awesome stuff.
His run on As the World Turns, with what he was able to do with Katie MacLane, Hunt Block, Carly Tenney, the character, and you just start going down the list of things. Loved almost all of it. Now, granted, some of it wasn't great, but every writer's that way. But overall, loved that run. So.
Well, he created two of my favorite super couples on that show, so which were Simon and Katie and Dusty and Lucy, so.
Yeah.
He made me a Carjacker fan
Oh,
for life.
yeah. Oh, yeah. And even though I think he was responsible for that spa treatment storyline, wasn't his best, but at least it was sure entertaining. We would encourage you to call our comment line and leave your comments on the top five heroes in daytime by calling 917-677-9757. Also, be sure to tune in for our next top five episode, the top five heroines in soaps. Until next time, we thank you for listening. So long, folks.
Bye.
Bye.